Hello, and welcome to the podcast. My name is Patrick, and I'll be your chief flight attendant today. We'll begin the show in a few minutes, but first I'd like to acquaint you with some important safety information. Three sheets to the mouse may contain language and subject matters that aren't suitable for smaller aviators, so listener discretion is advised. When the intro music begins, please take a seat and partake of any carry-on items. This includes bottles, flasks, cans, fine cigars, and skin mags. Okay, let's review. That is, F-bombs, earmuffs, get drunk, smoke them if you got them, and send nudes. Anything else? Oh yeah, enjoy the show.
Sorted, but you'll be rewarded when at last I am given my dues. And injustice deliciously squared, be prepared.
Hello everyone, and welcome to episode number 288 of Three Sheets to the Mouse. We're the podcast that likes to focus on the adult side of Disney, from parks to movies to dining. We'll cover everything Disney has to offer, including their drinks. My name is Mikey, and there's just two of us tonight. I've also got Adam with me, fresh off the Princess half marathon.
Yes.
And believe it or not, we're not going to talk about it. That's some shit, isn't it?
Y'all know how I feel about this particular race, so I don't think I need to go into it again. It wasn't as bad this time, but it still, I think this is the worst course I've ever ran in Disney.
It was darn rough. It. Well, they haven't been trending that well lately as the races have gone on for 2024, I guess. But as I said, grab yourself a drink. We're going to get going here because it's just a dose of us. This is a little,
I think this is the first time we're just doing one together.
Yeah. I feel like I'm Will Smith and you're my son, and it's just the two of us. Daddy loves you. You know, he did that song with young Will Smith.
I'll take your word. Is it Jaden?
Jaden?
Yeah, I think that's right.
Jaden. Yeah. You know,
I'll take your word for it. I know you're going to be shocked. Don't listen to Will Smith all that much.
Well, I mean, there were very few options in the late 90s, early noughts, I guess.
For Will Smith music?
It was either Will Smith, on the radio, everybody played Will Smith and then the Kid Rocks and them. Soggy Biscuits.
Yeah, those I remember. I do not remember this particular.
Oh, see, it was his song for his son that he was like, one of these days I'm going to make a movie with you.
He did. It flopped.
I thought it was a great movie.
No, but I don't think it did.
I really
well
enjoyed it. Yeah, it's because people are used to seeing Will Smith from Men in Black and cowboy movie Wild Wild West. Wiki Wiki Wild Wild West.
Oh, because that was a bad movie.
That was not. But we're not talking about Will Smith tonight.
No.
I was going to say, he does have a Disney connection because the genie travesty.
That was so bad. Maria made me watch it on the refrigerator.
I wouldn't.
Not good.
No, I paid money to watch that in a fancy theater that served alcohol, and there wasn't enough of it.
Yeah, I can see how that would be not enough.
Nope.
It was not good.
Nope, and I had to just sit there and be quiet the whole time because Stephanie hates when I talk during movies, and I had a lot to say, so I just kept drinking and eating.
Yeah, if I actually saw this particular movie in the movie theater, this is when I'd be counting ceiling tiles and speakers. It just was not good.
No. But we're not here to talk about Will Smith.
No, or the Bad Genie movie.
We're not even going to say its name.
Nope.
Lest we sully the reputation of the predecessor.
Exactly.
It's just the Bad Genie movie. No, we're here to talk about some drinks. And speaking of, Adam, what are you partaking of this evening?
Well, we were closing up on February, and I kind of saw some pictures of myself and not totally happy with what I saw, not miserable with what I saw. So looks like dry March is coming up for me starting tomorrow.
I mean, yes, it is the first.
So I have a few beers from Trogues. Right now I have the Blizzard of Hops. And then I'm going to the Lolly Hops after this, and I only have like three, so Gotta lose a few pounds just for me.
Just for you, and you know, it just makes you feel better when you get on the scale and you're like, I done it!
And no scale, just like clothes aren't fitting real well. And
I gotcha. I've got a pair of pants that I have a hard time getting into, and it's not because they're the wrong size. I think it's because I'm the wrong size. But I've also got another pair of pants, the exact same brand, exact same cut, exact same size. I gotta wear a belt.
I have Columbia, same size, different shorts, and one I can't close and one is too big.
Yeah. Damn it, come on, government. You want to standardize everything. Let's work on that.
I mean, we have standardized tests. Why can't we have standardized sizing?
Exactly. Let's get that. Make that a thing. And can we get an oversight committee to look at these damn easy open packages? Because half the time they don't easy open, or when you go to open it, you rip the whole thing apart. You can't reseal it now.
Funny story about this is, you know, we're staying in Disney. We have a nice resort. We're staying in a 2-bedroom villa. You know, you bring snacks and stuff. You have a refrigerator. So we had rip open crackers.
Yeah.
Tried ripping from the one side. Couldn't rip halfway up. Still bag didn't open. Tried opening up the other side, ripped the other half off. So I just have this chunk in the middle that is not letting me open the damn bag. I ended up, because, you know, you're not allowed to fly with scissors.
True.
Because flying is just as dangerous as running with them.
I mean, yes, I've seen a lot of accidents.
So I'm sitting there with a knife, and I'm scoring the fucking packaging to fucking open this fucking bag. I was so fucking angry. Nobody else saw me do this, but I was just, like, cursing under my breath. This was not good.
And that's the kind of thing that it makes for a better silent observer experience, to just someone to sit back and be like, okay, let's see how he, oh no, oh no, oh okay, no, no, don't get the knife, you're gonna cut yourself and not the box.
I made sure I didn't cut myself.
That would have been me.
And there was a lot of like, I just want this open now, right? I came really close.
Yeah,
to
I was gonna say, you were about
to
throw caution to the wind at point. It was less about actually enjoying the crackers and is more about winning.
Sad part was, I did finally get them open and realized they didn't like them all that much. So
all the more reason to have stabbed them, I think.
Exactly. All right, Mikey, what are you drinking?
This will be a shocker, but I went to Aldi's the other day.
No.
Picking up some lovely goodies for dinner and stuff, and I like to walk down the wine aisle and see if they get anything new, and hope and pray that my Aldi's is going to start carrying hard liquor, but they haven't yet. But I did find a bottle of wine that was a little interesting. It's a Chardonnay that is aged in bourbon barrels.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
You usually hear a lot of reds.
It's usually reds. That's right. That's right. So I was like, huh, we'll give this a go. It's called Quarter Cut, which is the absolute lamest name for something, because it's probably an Aldi's brand kind of thing. Like mid-level Aldi's wine brand or something. But
I mean, you think about it, Quarter Cut, maybe trying to play off of like Angel's Cut.
Right. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Or Devil's Cut.
Yeah.
So it's not awful for wine anyway.
It's 14.5%. It was like $9.
Is it any good?
It's not bad. I've really enjoyed it. I'm down to a little less than half the bottle.
Okay.
It's weird. It's kind of got like a slight pear kind of thing.
Okay.
And then you get the bourbon notes after that. A little subtle. More woodsy than vanilla. But all in all, I really do like it. I'll get it again.
Okay. Cool. I mean, I'm just curious because bourbon barrel aged stuff has a tendency to be very bourbon forward.
Right.
At least the stuff that I've had. And for a white that's usually a little more delicate,
mm-hmm.
it makes that aging process, I guess, a little more dangerous, because bourbon can easily overtake a white, in my opinion. So I guess maybe it's aged a little bit less in the barrel.
It might be. I don't know if it says on there. No, there is no aging. It is a California wine.
Okay.
Bottled in 2022.
Okay.
That is everything I know about this.
Fair enough.
But like I said, it was good. I'll have it again. Well, that's what we're having. Beer and wine. So
that's the way to do it.
When we're done, we're going to go to the races and then maybe the casino. I don't know. But let us know what you're drinking on our Facebook page, facebook.com/group/3sheets. If you're not a member, join the queue, I guess, and we'll get an astromech droid dispatched to get you in soon.
Also known as Maria.
Yes. Yes. Maria 3PO will be out there as soon as possible to get you in.
No, she's much more Maria D2.
That's true. M2D2. MRD2. That's what it is. Just look for the angry droid. That'll let you in. and then run the other way. Or she may just punch you. Who knows?
Yeah, it's slap you. Or slap,
yeah, no, it's
she might bite.
It's just a little light bludgeoning. That's all. It's all out of love. It comes from a place of love.
Of what? We're not quite sure, but it's definitely of love.
Seltzer. It comes from a place of love of seltzer. So if you've ever wondered how angry a LaCroix can be, well, that's Maria in a nutshell, I think. All right. So here's the thing. This is February 29th. That's right. I pronounced it February because I'm not shortchanging myself on all the letters that are in the month. I say library. I say February. Y'all can suck it. Tomorrow being the 1st of March, it begins the 6th season, the 6th year of the Miami Mafia, the Fernandez brothers, crafting this bracket challenge to kind of coincide with March Madness. And it has grown. I would say it has absolutely evolved over the years from, I think, a small bracket the first time to different divisions the next time.
Yes. We've had different leagues. There's been a whole bunch of stuff.
It has been a ride. And this year, Michael Fernandez was very excited to bring bars back. And this year's March Drunkenness Madness is Bar Madness. So the Fernandez brothers, I don't know who did most of the work. I'm just going to go ahead and include both of them in it, have laid out 4 brackets, each one with 16 teams, 16 bars, 4 different divisions. And the voting will begin tomorrow on our Facebook page to vote for your favorite or your preferred bar or lounge as they are paired up against the others. And I'm going to be honest, we have definitely got some Cinderella stories in the wings, and then some.
Well, we've had some Cinderella stories in the brackets win before.
We have. We've got some first timers this year and some absolute nobodies, in my honest opinion.
Wow.
I mean,
also, if you want to upset a bracket, feel free to vote for that one as well and make it a little interesting. So.
Yes. Like I said, those are going to be posted starting tomorrow. And he's going to post 2 different matchups a day until we get all the way through it. And that's, I mean, the math is 4 times all of them equals a bunch.
Correct.
Maria's not here to do the math, so I have to do my best. That's right. And I'll let you in eventually. This episode, we're going to just kind of walk through the brackets, maybe give some, some of our picks. Don't side with us because we're going to be wrong.
A majority of the time. We have the wrong opinion.
And
Maria's not here to correct us.
Right. So. Yeah, it's me and Adam. So really, this is great. Then I guess we'll just get started with the first region. He's got the Horizons region, which is a callback to a beloved area of Epcot that I have never seen because it was dead when I went.
It's an attraction, but we won't get into that. Not that I'm bitter about it being missing or anything. It was basically one of my favorite attractions growing up because it was the first time you got to kind of choose your ending, and depending on how many votes it got. And it was almost like a continuation of Carousel of Progress.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, so it was very similar. It had a similar feel as the Carousel of Progress, but not exactly, obviously, because it was going much more into the future.
Right. Okay. Okay. Yeah. I'll just ask Martin's Vids to show it to me next time I'm on the YouTube.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll check it out.
It's a fun one.
Good on you, Michael, for memorializing it here. 16 teams represented in this. Adam, do you want to take the left and me take the right?
Sure, that works. All right, so we're starting off with the first match between La Cava de Tequila and Finn's Bar. I had a look at where Finn's Bar was. I have never been. It is at the
Swan and Dolphin, the Swanfin?
It is at the Dolphin.
Okay, the Dolphin. Because of how I know it's spelled with a PH, I get Finn's, I guess.
Okay, I kind of see it now, but, you know, I wasn't totally sure.
Yeah.
So I have a feeling Finn's Bar's going to lose this.
This
one,
is
but...
like not, I mean, this is like, La Cava, I would say, is probably like, he doesn't have seeding on this, but if I was seeding it, I'd say La Cava's probably like an 8 seed, maybe as high as like a 5. And then Finn's is just happy to be here.
Fair enough, but I don't know what seeds mean unless we're planting them.
Right. I mean, the smaller the number, the better the team, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, I have no idea. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, I would. That would be kind of a no-brainer. I mean, everybody loves La Cava. It's got a lot going for it. Location inside the pyramid, the decor, the service, from what I remember, is typically good.
I mean, it's good. The only problem I have with La Cava is that there's always a line.
It's so small. Yeah.
And it's very hard to get seating.
Mm-hmm.
If you do get seating, I haven't had bad service there, but it's just, if you get seating, they do offer snacks and a little bit more of a tequila experience or a tequila flight if you're interested in
it.
But
Casa Dragones.
Yes, exactly.
And Finn's Bar may have good stuff too. I don't know.
I have no idea. I've never been to Finn's Bar, so. This one might be an interesting matchup because I don't think a lot of people have gone to either one of these. So it's the Scat Cats Club, and this is actually located at Disney's Port Orleans, French Quarter. And then we have the Cabana Bar and Beach Club, which is located at, this is in the Dolphin as well.
Okay.
I don't have a pick on this one. I would probably lean towards Scat Cats, but...
If for no other reason than the name is cool?
Yeah.
I mean...
I can see people picking the name if they haven't been to either one.
Now, I can see that one being just because of the location, because Port Orleans is a pretty popular resort for people to go by and visit. And you've got
Correct.
The River Roost there as well.
Well, this is in the other... This
right,
is in the French
right,
Quarter.
Right, this is the French Quarter. So it's just a short boat ride on the Sasagouli.
Yeah, I mean, you can walk over, technically
you
walk
can
over.
Cross, what is that, Old Man's Island? Is that how you cross it? You might find a Brent Burke sleeping in a hammock randomly when you do that.
True story.
Really, it is. yeah, I would go Scat Cats on this. So, I mean, I guess we're in agreement so far.
Yes, shockingly so. All right, so next up, we actually have Rivers Roost, and it's going up against Rick's Sports Bar. This is another one that this can go either way. I haven't been to Rick's Sports Bar in a very long time, but the drinks there were pretty good.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how this one might go.
Here's the deciding factor, I think, on this, and it's a guy named Yeehaw.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you really want to watch sports, there's...
But Yeehaw's not there all the time.
He's not there
either.
All the time. That's true.
So, I mean, it just, if you happen to catch him, that's great. But if you don't, you're out of luck. And it's just like, it's a small bar. It's not a huge bar area.
Right. Well, and I also think that likely people go to the Roost to see Bob, typically. So if someone looks at this, they're going to remember that they went there and they caught Bob performing,
probably.
And that's what they're going to think about most. Certainly, if you resort hop the River Roost, you're going to try to pick a time where you can catch Yeehaw Bob.
It makes sense.
That's actually a really good matchup. Those last two are really good. Not like La Cava and Vince.
Yeah. Well, this one's another weird one. So we have Kimonos, which is also in the Swan and Dolphin, or the Swalfin area. I'm not too sure which one it was in. And we have Steakhouse 71. I've heard great things about Kimonos. I have never made it there. The best thing I heard about it is that they do actually offer karaoke.
Disney karaoke, I believe.
I don't know if it's just Disney karaoke, but they do. I'm sure it's in Disney. I can't see how they would not offer some sort of Disney themes or Disney songs.
Yeah, some kind of set list.
However, Steakhouse 71, I've been pleasantly surprised every time I've gone there. And it's a great place to just grab a quick drink and then head to the bus if you're heading down to Springs from Magic Kingdom.
And that's at the Contemporary, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It replaced the Wave.
The Wave. I've been to the Wave. Mm-hmm. I've had a drink there once with Man of Mystery himself, Chris Carter. What I've heard from those that have been to it is it's a great place to grab a drink.
Yeah, I have. I mean, I actually ate there the last time I was at Steakhouse 71, so I couldn't talk just from the bar, but they do have some interesting bar choices.
Okay.
I can see Steakhouse.
That could be an interesting one. It's two entirely different atmospheres, too. Like,
yeah.
If you've got a karaoke bar, that's going to be not necessarily raucous,
a little bit different.
But it's going to be upbeat and more interactive and jovial, and Steakhouse 71 is, you know, more laid back kind of thing, so... That'll be an interesting matchup to see how it plays out. I like that matchup. Those last three, I really enjoy.
So, to go all the way, who are you choosing?
Oh, from the left side of this, La Cava.
Same. I mean, it's either going to be, I think in my opinion, it's either going to be La Cava or Steakhouse.
That might be your last two in that one, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I can see LaCava going.
But we could get surprised, and those roosters could push it forward. All those poor Orleans lovers.
Yeah. It could definitely train or Sky Cats.
We could be completely wrong about Finn's bar, Adam. There's this whole closet.
I mean, I think there's a good chance that Kimono's could beat Steakhouse because people do love it. But
that's interesting, that one. Okay, on the other side of this bracket, okay, I've got an idea on this. Okay, so you've got Dawa Bar taking on Citrico's Lounge, okay? Yes. And Citrico's is at... is it Caribbean Beach?
Grand
Floridian. Okay. I've never been to Citrico's.
Neither have I.
I've been to Dawa Bar one time. I've been on record about my experience. I'm not going to get into it. I think Dawa Bar takes this hands down.
I can't see it not. Citrico's, I feel, is a little off the beaten path for most people.
Yeah, because if you're going to the Grand Flow for drinks, you're probably going upstairs.
To the Rose, yeah.
How many other bars or lounges have got their own selfie paddle?
Correct. There's a picture of me with me in the group with it. So that bartender actually held it up for me because I was struggling. as I normally do when I try to take a selfie and do too many things.
I know.
So.
You are notorious for just, you are.
Yes, I am.
Selfie disabled is what you are.
Yes, I am not good at it. There's a few during the race where my thumb is like front and center in the picture.
That's so great. Okay, and our next bracket is this one. No, I got, yeah. We got Hurricane Hannah's up against Geyser Point. Now, Adam, where is Hurricane Hannah's?
Hurricane Hannah's is in the Beach Club Resort.
Okay, the Beach Club. So now we're getting over there. Okay.
I'm pretty sure it might be their pool bar, but I'm not positive.
Geyser Point.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's Wilderness Lodge.
Yeah.
It's tough to beat that whole area. I mean, how many times do we have to say on this show how just excellent the theming of the structures and the vegetation Wilderness Lodge is? It's as good as Animal Kingdom or Animal Kingdom Lodge. I mean, it's so great.
I think Geyser Point will probably walk away with this one easy.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been to Hurricane Hannah's, though, so...
It's interesting. I mean, people like to stay there, so...
I mean, yeah, I don't know. It could be an amazing bar. The bartenders could be awesome, but...
Maybe they got a shtick.
Every bar has a shtick.
They use it to stir your drink. It's a stir shtick. And then the lower half of this this bracket here, we got another pool bar, Silver Screen Pool Bar. I'm guessing that's Art of Animation.
No, I think this is actually All-Star Movies.
Is this Movies? Okay. Oh, that makes more sense. Animation is the big blue pool with Nemo. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Silver Screen Pool Bar and the Sanaa Lounge. Again, two different atmospheres.
I don't personally like the bars in the value resorts. At least they're all pool bars. There's no place really to go. I have had decent time at Sanaa Lounge, so for me, it's Sanaa Lounge.
I know you're supposed to make these decisions based on skill versus skill alone, but Sanaa has, you got to think about the home field advantage when you go to Sanaa, and
fair.
You're at Animal Kingdom
Atmosphere
Lodge.
Atmosphere counts for a bar, 100%.
Even before you get to the bar, it's a whole different level of, we start at the bottom and now we're here. Oh yeah, now you're here. You're at Animal Kingdom Lodge. Get a drink.
Hmm.
If you get there in the evening, you can look on the windows and you can count the lizards. It's a good time.
I think Sanaa is in Kidani.
I mean, it's...
Am I getting that confused?
I don't know. Remember, I got lost on the bus trying to get there.
Fair. I mean, I can look it up if you want, but I'm pretty sure Sanaa's in Kidani.
That's still part of Animal Kingdom Lodge. Damn it.
It is. It is.
It's the same bus. Trust me.
Fair enough.
I think Sanaa gets this one. And then I think this is a good matchup here, actually. The last one, Turf Club versus Rose and Crown.
Me personally, I think Rose and Crown is going to take it.
I think Rose and Crown takes it as well, but I know a lot of people like the Turf Club. A lot of people love Saratoga.
I love Saratoga.
You're one of them.
I do love Saratoga, but I think best bang for your buck in this matchup is Rose and Crown.
Rose and Crown. Yeah. I finally got a chance to get that, and that's the best value in Disney.
I agree.
So, yeah, I think Rose and Crown. Now, Adam, I ask you, between Rose and Crown and Dawa, who takes this? Because that's going to be your final two, I think.
There's a chance for Geyser Point, I think.
Yeah?
There's a chance for Geyser Point here. I'm going to guess Rose and Crown, just because it's...
It's Epcot.
It's Epcot,
part of the drinking around the world.
Mm-hmm.
They've been here before. They know what to expect from
this
run.
But Sour Bar has my Bloody Mary. So
that's true.
This is a tough one.
At the end of the day, it's how well they execute.
My guess for who's going to take it all might be La Cava, but you never know.
No. And that's why we're doing this show. We're going to try to get this out in the midst of all this is we want as much activity from our listeners as possible and our Facebook group members. Well, that's the only way you can have the activity is be in the Facebook group. You know, I want to see total votes on these things in the 50s to hundreds instead of, you know, the 30s and 40s. I would like this thing to blow up so Michael Fernandez gets to put that teaching degree to work and he can do the math and sort this out and show us the metrics. Then when we have him on, he's going to be like, I don't know what the hell just happened.
Yeah, that's how most of this usually ends up going. So.
Accurate. Okay, so that is our first region. Like I said, that was the Horizon region. Adam, where are we headed to next?
So we are going to River Country region.
Another extinct area within Disney World.
Correct. So I'm sensing a bit of a theme for these first two brackets. So the first up we got... This isn't going to be an owl.
This is one I've heard of.
It's going to be an owl.
Yeah, it's not even
fair. Yeah, Trader Sam's going against Laguna Bar.
Trader Sam's was a one seed. Got to be a one seed. And again, Laguna Bar is probably in the 20s.
I don't even know if it actually, I would say 30.
Yeah, it's, you know what? They don't even have seeds that far out.
Yeah, Laguna Bar is the Bull Bar by Coronado Springs Resort.
A resort that people don't actually look for when they're going to Disney. They just end up getting there because that's all that was left. Or they had a conference.
It kind of looks like a pool bar. I'm guessing it's a pool bar. It's supposed to be a mezcal bar, tequila mezcal bar. But I would like to head there.
That sounds very interesting all of a sudden.
Yes.
Diamond in the rough, so to speak.
But Trader Sam's going
to. Oh, yeah.
There's no way. Next up, we have Grandstand Spirits going against Ale & Compass.
I've been to one of them.
Grandstand Spirits is at All Star Sports.
Where I've been.
So it's a pool bar.
Yes, it is.
Ale & Compass is Ale & Compass. I think Ale & Compass wins.
I think it's hard to see any pool bar make it advanced.
Depends on the pool bar.
Well, okay, yeah.
But I don't think the value resorts have a lot going for them when it comes to pool
bars. It's control C, control V all the way across the board. They've all got the same basic drinks. They've all got the
exactly.
Shooting star, the magical star, whatever it is with the glow club in it. Mm-hmm. Something with rum, something fruity.
And something frozen.
Uh-huh. Also with rum and fruity.
Yes. And they'll be the same drink, but with different names.
Exactly. And the name is just slightly themed to the theme of the resort. Just
exactly.
So yeah, Ale & Compass on this one.
All right. So this might be interesting because Territory Lounge happens to be one of my favorite lounges. And it's going up against Abracadabra.
A lot of folks like the Abracadabra.
I did until the last time I had really bad service. Like, really bad service. So, it fell a bit in my esteems. I also feel that Abracadabra is very tiny.
So it's another one of those little spots on the boardwalk, right?
Well, it's connected to Flying Fish.
Okay.
I don't know if I would consider it a little spot. There is indoor seating and everything else. It's just a very small bar. And like I said, the service is very hit or miss. So that kind of bothered me a little bit. I personally enjoy my time at Territory. So we'll see where that one goes.
And Territory is another one up there at Wilderness Lodge.
Yes. This is the inside bar. Next up is Leaping Horse Libations. And this is going up against the Gurgling Suitcase. Gurgling is going to win. Leaping Horse is at the Disney Boardwalk Villas, and this is their pool bar.
Okay.
This is a moderate resort, this is a deluxe resort, so the bar itself looks pretty cool, where it kind of looks like it's in an old carousel building.
Right.
But I've never had a drink there, and I don't know if it's someplace I'd go out of the way to have a drink at, whereas Gurgling Suitcase I've actually been to. So
right.
I have to go for the one I've been
and
to.
And that's it. Gurgling is Old Key West, right?
Yes, correct.
I'm remembering some shit tonight, Adam.
This is huge for me. I am very proud of you. You're doing very
because,
well tonight.
I mean, I've not done hardly any prep on this. I just remember, first off, I'm going to be honest with you. Of all of the bars and lounges in Disney, that has my favorite name.
Well, it's a very cool bar.
Pretty small. It's just kind of like a corner kind of thing, you know?
Yes,
but
correct.
The decor inside is just really cool. And the fact that, you know, they're shooting for like a traveling salesman kind of vibe with it, you know. I really do like this one. I think I've had something there after eating at Olivia's.
Yes, that's exactly it. That's exactly when we were there. We were heading out and just hung out there and had a few drinks. So
I enjoyed it. And again, it's stupid, but there's just something phonetically pleasing about the word gurgling. Is it the G's or the GL?
It's
fucking thank the Phoenicians.
The G's.
Thank the Phoenicians for that that lounge right there. Okay. Well,
for this side,
Trader Sam's or Territory.
As much as I don't want to admit it, yeah, it would have to be Trader Sam's. And it's not a bar I go to all the time.
No.
I think I actually have a lot more fun on the patio bar.
Right. But I think that might actually get lumped in with it just because it is still...
It shouldn't, though, because they don't have the same drinks.
They don't?
No.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You can get a spiky pineapple at the Tiki Terrace, but you cannot get one in Trader Sam's.
Okay.
And you can actually have a conversation on the Tiki
right.
Terrace. And there's usually never a wait time. So...
True.
I personally like the Tiki Tower. I like Trader Sam's. I get the draw. I just, for me, if I can't really have a conversation after a while, it becomes a little
yeah.
bit too much of a sensory overload situation.
It's, Trader Sam's is absolutely an experience that you need
mm-hmm.
to do. And you know, everybody says that
everybody
about
has
everything.
To do it once.
It is, oh, no, you need to do this.
No.
But, I mean, Trader Sam's is a fun experience. It's drinks and a show. And the show evolves depending on the folks having drinks. So,
yeah,
this could be fun between Trader Sam's and Territory, actually, is what I think the final mm-hmm. two is going to be.
It could be, or it could be Abracadabra, honestly.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of ways this can go. This should be an interesting one.
I agree. And then the other side, I actually think this first one could also be a little interesting. I know we got City Works mm-hmm. Brewing, and I mean, it's like a 6-word title for the name
yes.
of it. The beer place in Disney Springs, City Works. Restaurant and brewery thing
mm-hmm.
up against Dahlia Lounge, which is that Riviera?
No.
Coronado.
It's still a newer
building. I get
them
flipped up all the time.
No, I get it.
That's obviously because of the Salvador Dali.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Woo. Had that right. And I know a lot of people like that one.
I personally have never been. This is the one that I need to get here.
Yeah,
I need to get
exactly.
here. I need to get here. But because it's in a resort,
yeah,
makes it that much more difficult to get to. So eventually I will make it here. I just don't have a timeline as to when.
CityWorks has the edge just for location and ease of access.
Mm-hmm. But Dahlia Lounge, everybody who's gone there braves it.
Absolutely.
So.
And again, I think this is another situation where you have two completely different atmospheres,
mm-hmm.
and that may end up being more of a deciding factor between the two. Not everybody wants a little louder atmosphere of CityWorks.
CityWorks does get very loud because it's big. It's not
right.
just like a lounge area. It's not just
right.
a bar. It's a full
big
restaurant.
And it's also kind of really open. So everything.
Cavernous.
Yeah.
Yes. It's extremely cavernous. I agree with that. So everything kind of echoes. And last time we were there, the food wasn't as great as it used to be. So we'll see what happens with this one.
Well, next after that, Martha's Vineyard, which
mm-hmm.
I had to look up. That's Yacht and Beach Club.
Fair.
And Stargazers, which is that the big ass telescope in Disney Springs or no?
The globe?
I don't fucking know, man. I didn't look that one up. I just assumed that's where it was.
Stargazers is the bar that's part of
Planet Hollywood. What was I going to say? Planet 51. Is that a fucking stupid Disney animated movie about Martians? I think it is. Okay, so that's, the big telescope. Okay. Shit, I don't know. I don't really even have an opinion on this one.
I think I actually drank at Martha's Vineyards before. I don't think I've ever had a drink at Stargazers. This is where you go to hear really bad karaoke.
At Stargazers?
Oh, yeah. And you can hear it like throughout all of Springs when it's going on and it's super loud. I think this... Whoever wins this bracket easily loses the next
round. Absolutely, they do. I think the problem, the biggest hurdle Stargazers would have is the fact that there's a lot of other places in Springs to get a drink. Granted, it's not going up against other places in Springs to get a drink. So I don't know. That's a tough one for me.
I mean, I have gotten drink at Stargazers during one of the Sheeta, but people were running them to me kind of situation. It wasn't. I was going up and
you
getting
received
it, so.
Them from that specific.
Yeah,
okay.
They all came from that location because it was the closest thing to the food trucks where it didn't have much of a line. So.
Okay. And after that, we literally have the Battle of Springs.
I'm sorry, Dockside.
I mean, I agree. Dockside would get it, but I think this is maybe the only time you get two Disney Springs matched up in
Yeah.
in the whole thing.
But Dockside.
Dockside versus Boathouse. My opinion is always going to be Dockside on that. It's fun.
You have live music. Even sometimes it's not great, but you have live music. This time, this past trip, it was really good. There hasn't been a trip that I haven't got a drink yet.
Yeah, and they have seasonal drinks.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of different kind of margaritas.
Mm-hmm.
So, and, you know, you can people watch. But Boathouse, again?
Solid. I just don't think I've ever sat in the lounge.
Is this the Duck Duck Raz place? The floating duck with the raspberry blue drink?
Everybody said it was awful, so I stopped looking for it. To be honest with you. Everybody who had it said, don't get it. You will not like it. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah, it's fair enough. It's Windex with rubber duck.
It's Instagrammy I was told. But that's pretty much all it has going for it.
And our last matchup in the River Country region, Crockett's Tavern, it's a Wilderness Lodge.
Correct.
And Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar, also at Springs. I think Jock Lindsay's gets this.
Yes, I agree.
Whether or not the drinks are better than Crockett's, I don't know. But Jock Lindsay's has, in my opinion, way more to offer than Fort Wilderness. I say that, but right now Fernandez is probably screaming because they both love Fort Wilderness.
For some reason, the menu stayed up when I was doing my research. And just looking at this, they have a moonshine cocktail flight.
Not real moonshine.
Well, obviously not.
Got a barcode on it. That's not real moonshine.
Yeah. They also have a seasonal old fashioned.
Ooh.
There's a few drinks that, you know, again, we'll never make it over there as much as I would like to sit there and say. I mean, they also have like a pina colada and all the other normal.
Yes, your pool bar drinks and stuff.
Yeah, but this actually has a pretty interesting menu.
But I think it's a niche.
I don't think it's
going
to win.
No, it's a really niche location.
Yeah.
Regardless, someone from Disney Springs is going to make it into the final two of this side of the bracket, I think.
I don't see how it wouldn't.
This could potentially end up Springs on Springs. I don't know. Who do I think would go all the way? I mean, I would hope it's Dockside.
I would hope it's Dockside. I'm pretty sure it's going to be Jocks.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be a fucking fight when those two go at each other.
Because it should be Dockside, because I don't particularly like all the drinks at Jocks. So
yeah,
I think the theming's great, but as drink-wise, my personal opinion on it. Mario would tell me I'm wrong at this point.
Well, we've probably been yelled at so far by most everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, our next region, Adam, where is it again?
We are in Toontown Fair.
Toontown. Hey, is that still around?
No, it is not.
And this isn't the one that people fight over. That was at Disneyland, right?
Yes, correct. That was in Disneyland. For this one, it's going to get interesting in this bracket.
This is going to get eaten.
So on this side, we have Nomad going up against Choza de Margarita.
They're both in a park.
Yeah, but Nomad's just a better lounge, in my opinion.
It is, but I think a lot of people are going to think, you know, I can just walk up. I mean, there's going to be a line to get a margarita, but there's probably going to be a wait to get into Nomad.
Yeah.
As well. So both, either way, it's not going to be just walk up and leave with a drink right off the bat. Nomad Lounge, you've got food options.
I just prefer Nomad. Yeah. Nomad's one of my favorite lounges, so.
Okay.
Also, Polite Pig and Bar Riva.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Bar Riva I've been to, and it's going up. It's the Riviera Pool Bar. I keep on confusing it with another bar for some reason. And Polite Pig. If this was years ago, when Polite Pig first opened and the prices were reasonable, Polite Pig would walk away with this. But right now, the way Polite Pig is, I can't say that this is going to be an easy fight for them.
I think it will. I think it will if you look at the numbers. You look at the people. The people's choice is what is their voice. And I really think you've got more folks walking by and grabbing a drink at Polite Pig than Bar Riva.
Only bourbon drinkers, though.
And it's a name. I think Polite Pig gets this one. We can agree to disagree.
Yeah,
politely.
I
without
don't want it to be Polite Pig because I feel Polite Pig has gone down.
I agree.
Personally,
I agree with you on that. But this isn't about who I prefer; it's who I think's going to get it. And I think
a lot of people in the group who do not drink bourbon or whiskey. That's key there, because if you're only looking at the drink, you're not looking at the food side.
Right.
You're just looking at that bar.
Right.
And that bar is very hard to get a seat at.
I've never had a problem.
You go in the middle of the day.
Yes.
If you go later on in the evening and sometimes even early afternoon, you're not getting a seat at
that. I'm going to bed by that point.
I'm talking 4 or 5 o'clock.
I'm more of like, you know, my AARP card. I'm an early bird special
shut up,
guy.
I'm older than you. It's not going to work here.
I know. Oh, no. Hey, look, we got another
interesting matchup.
Well, I was going to say Disney Springs matchup.
Correct. Yeah. And this is, exactly. And we have Enzo's Hideaway going against Wine Bar George. For personal reasons that I will not continue to discuss, I am just going to say Wine Bar George.
I understand those reasons. And honestly,
I enjoy Wine Bar George.
If I put those reasons aside, I think Wine Bar George takes it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I've never been there, from what I understand, the service there is really, 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 really good. And everybody has a great time. Not just the drinks are great. Everybody has a great time while they're there. And that says a lot about a place.
Correct. And they have taste. Wine Bar George should win this easy. Next up, we have Outer Rim versus going up against Tambu.
I don't even think this is really a contest.
No, I agree. Tambu's going to walk away with us.
I've never honestly been to the Outer Rim. I've been in a chair that I've been told this is the Outer Rim, and I've looked around and I didn't see anything that looked like a lounge. I was just in a chair and then drinks showed up.
Outer Rim is, it almost reminds me of a counter. Like, if a bar can be counter service, that's the Outer Rim.
Yeah. It's counter service, but it's definitely not, you know, grab and go, because they'll make you your drink and stuff. And it's in, like, one of the most expensive resorts on property.
Yeah, I mean, it just, they fit it where they could, is kind of this is the feeling that you get. It's like,
if an airline ticketing counter closed down because that airline went out of business all of a sudden, and they said, hey, just put a bar in right there. Boom! That's the Outer Rim.
Outer Rim is like the original lounge of the contemporary resort. It's been there for quite a long time. But there's nothing truly memorable about it. And I think it kind of reminds me of every other hotel bar I've ever been to.
What gets me about it is it's literally just in the middle of the walkway kind of thing.
No, it isn't.
Is it not?
It's off to the side.
It's off to the side. Okay. Is there half walls around it?
No.
Or there's no walls around it? Because as I remember it,
like I said, it's not memorable enough for me.
Just,
the drinks aren't memorable. The atmosphere is.
Okay,
is,
you know what?
Chef Mickey's.
This is grab a drink while you're waiting for your Chef Mickey's reservation to pop open, or leave to go, quote, to the bathroom, and then run by Outer Rim and get you a double of anything they got and down it and go back to Chef Mickey's so you can finish that lobster mac and cheese.
Outer Rim is not memorable.
It's not.
Tambu is going to take this easy.
No, I mean, Tambu is one of, I don't want to say the few lounges that has a really well-crafted drinks menu that you won't find anywhere else. And that's almost everything on Tambu's menu, including our Lord and Savior, the Lapu Lapu.
Correct. But, I mean, these are two resorts going at it at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Two deluxe resorts going at it at this point with two very, very different fields. But again, Tambu, whereas Outer Rim, you could almost walk in and get a seat all the time.
Yeah.
Tambu, not always the case, because you have a lot of people who are waiting for their reservation
at Trader Sam's.
To go eat. Not even Trader Sam's.
We always
pregame
Trader Sam's whenever we.
Yes, correct. Because God knows when you're going to get called
downstairs
to go in. And now you only have like a certain window to show up before they give your spot away.
Yep. And Tambu opens pretty early, so you can grab a drink before you go to your Ohana breakfast.
But that's the problem. Everybody who's waiting for Ohana reservation ends up sitting in that Tambu lounge area and leaves no room for you to get anywhere or get near the bar sometime.
Yep.
So this, I don't think it's going to be an interesting fight, but I think Tambu's going to win.
I think the fight gets interesting as we advance with this particular bracket.
Oh, yeah. Just like the round twos of this fight should be interesting.
Yeah. Like, I'm not even sure who takes the top one. Nomad, Polite, I think both advance. I think Nomad gets that. The bottom one, I mean, between Enzo's and Wine Bar,
Enzo's and Wine Bar, I don't think people go into Enzo's often for just a drink.
Yeah.
I see Wine Bar and Tambu moving, and then after that, all bets are off.
I mean, it could be a battle of lounges.
Yeah.
Nomad and Tambu.
I can see that happening pretty easily.
All right. Well, the other side of this bracket, again, Mickey's. Toontown Fair region. We've got Tutto Gusto up against Thirsty River Bar. I've never been to Tutto Gusto.
I don't think I have either, lounge-wise, but I've been to Thirsty River multiple times.
I have too, and honestly, the fact that Animal Kingdom stays 115 degrees year-round is without a doubt the best promotion for stopping and having a drink at all of their bars. So I would have to go with Thirsty River on this one.
Same.
And after that, we've got, okay, the Forbidden Lounge and Raglan Road. I don't know where the Forbidden Lounge is.
This is also another fight that's Downtown Disney. Spring. So
no, we should call it Downtown Disney because all this shit's dead and gone.
Well, this is the Downtown Disney March Madness.
Yes.
It's Morimoto Asia.
Okay. Is that like upstairs on the patio or something?
Yeah. I have never been to the Forbidden Lounge, so I know nothing about it. I find Raglan Road extremely loud and obnoxious, so this can go either way, in my opinion.
No, the walk-up ball, it's called the hole in the wall, so yeah. That's not on here. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've been to Raglan. The drinks are fine, but it is stupid loud.
Yes.
And that's before the cloggers come out.
Yeah, it's just a very loud.
It is an assault on your hearing.
Senses.
And they make some pretty good food, though.
True.
But this isn't about food. I mean, I figure Raglan gets this because people are at the very least more familiar with the location.
Yeah, I agree with that. I've heard great things about Morimoto, just never made it up there.
The lower bracket, we have Muddy Rivers Pool Bar against Low Tide Lou's. Muddy Rivers, that's Port Orleans.
Correct.
One of them. And then Low Tide Lou's, that's Typhoon Lagoon's drink stop, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I guess I've been to one of these then, thanks to Rex's freaking foam rave party that we went to one night. Where Disney absolutely blatantly stole that idea from Adam.
Yes, we won't talk about
that. I'll die on that hill before I die on February. I'll die on that one.
Episode, insert number
early.
Here.
It was fucking early.
It was super early. I don't know how this is going to go at all.
I don't know.
I don't think either one of these are popular enough to know. These are like two seed ones going at it, if I'm looking. No seed.
Low numbers.
The other way.
Low numbers. Low numbers.
Two seed 20s?
These are just, you know, somebody's got to win.
Yeah.
That's how this one is.
Yeah.
This may not even get a lot of votes.
This whole bottom portion's going to get weird, I feel.
Yeah. Because next up, you have Jelly Rolls versus Baseline Tap House. Both of them known for their music? To one extent or the other?
I think with Jelly Rolls, it has a cover.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh,
right?
That's not, I don't know. There have been.
Jelly Rolls has a cover. I went there this trip for the first time.
Okay. Okay. Well, how was your experience there?
I had a blast.
It was fun.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun.
Have you ever had fun bitching about how much food you didn't get on your charcuterie board at Baseline?
Well, it's just Baseline. I think Jelly Rolls is going to win this for people who have been there, but Baseline might eke it out. It's a hard, very hard.
And see, a lot of people that go to Baseline has a fan base. People that go there religiously.
But the problem is with Baseline is you can't get a table sometimes.
You gotta be outside.
If it's hot, you're dying.
Yeah, and you're fighting birds for your pretzel.
I think this is the first trip I didn't have a beer at Baseline.
Yeah.
I had a beer someplace else or a drink someplace else. It's just, for me, I would pay Jelly Rolls because of the entertainment. They're dueling pianos is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We could not get them to play OPP, but we tried.
Well, bless you for that. Who goes all the way here? Is it going to end up being,
I don't know.
This side? I mean,
this is a hard.
Of all of it, I think Baseline or Raglan, I think. I hope Thirsty River goes.
Thirsty River goes, but I can see Raglan.
Yeah.
And probably Jelly Rolls is my guess. I don't think Baseline is a bar.
True. And our last one is the Adventurers Club.
Adventurers Club. We have a lot of weirdness going on. We have Tune In Lounge going up against Atlantic Dance Hall.
Okay. Different atmospheres?
Just a little.
One has seating. One has a floor.
Tune In, I think they got rid of seating.
Yeah, Atlantic Dance Hall has some tables and chairs.
Truth.
And that's the one time I've been to Tune In is when I got me my drink and I sat down crisscross applesauce in front of the black and white TV. And y'all could have just fucking left me there all day and I'd have been happy.
It's tiny.
It is.
You want to talk about small lounges, though. This is a small lounge. Atlantic is humongous.
And infamous.
And short staffed if it gets busy.
Yeah, they also won't play OPP. But they will play some Genuine.
Yes. But only like 15 seconds of the song before they mix it into something else.
Yeah. Not even long enough for Sydney to get in her groove.
I'm guessing TuneIn is going to go.
I think Atlantic is going to pick up a lot of votes just because of Cheater Prom.
Possibly, but...
it may not pick up enough.
I don't know with this. We'll see.
That'll be interesting to see who advances there.
We're going to Cruise Cup Lounge next, going up against Enchanted Rose. Cruise Cup Lounge is located in the Yacht Club.
Okay.
For those who don't know, and Enchanted Rose is in Grand Flow.
We're just going to go ahead and say that everybody doesn't know where Cruise Cup Lounge is.
Yeah.
Because I've never even heard of it.
It's a smaller lounge. Enchanted Rose is going to win, but God, it's just fucking expensive.
Yes. I think a lot of that is just you pay for the privilege to be there.
Yes, correct. It feels like it anyway.
It's not Meisner's anymore.
No, not even close to it. So next up, we have the Bellevue Lounge going up against Spice Road.
I know where one of these is.
Bellevue is located, I just said, oh, did I not say? It's in Boardwalk. I'm pretty.
I don't know. No one complains about Spice Road, but also very few people talk about Spice Road.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting one.
If any of them gets it, it would be Spice Road just because people are like, hey, that's in that place.
It's in the park, and they do have some good drinks there.
Now, does Spice Road have my fig drink, or is that at Restaurant Marrakesh?
I don't know.
I don't remember where I got it.
Because it's kind of hard to figure out how this bar worked and what
right.
It was actually part of. Because it was
yes.
kind of like it had its own entryway. And then you had to walk up to the bar. And I actually got confused. And me and this other lady who ran the day before were like, are we doing this right? And of course we were not. It was a little confusing, but they did have a fig mule, I want to say, with fig vodka in it, and it was really tasty. So,
okay.
If it's the right place I'm thinking about. Next up is Barcelona Lounge and the Edison.
I hope Barcelona wins. It won't.
Okay, so here's the thing with this. I had a lot of fun the times I've never been to the Edison. If I'm just looking at it as a bar.
Yeah.
Or a club. The food was not good. There's no other way to put it. It just was bad. And the last time we all went, the music was bad, too.
This Skype call has better quality than that experience with the music. I think if you go to the Edison, you gotta get all the way down at the bottom where the music is live, if you're there for drinks, I think.
If they're bringing it back to what it was.
Okay, yeah.
Like, with the dancing and the floor show and all that, we had a lot of fun. This might have... past its prime, and we don't know if it's ever going to be coming back the way it was. So I really honestly feel the Edison will win because Barcelona Lounge, I don't think many people talk about or go
right.
to.
I think Edison probably advances through that bottom bracket and Tune In goes across the top.
It's going to be hard to beat. And just for people who don't know, Barcelona is at Coronado Springs.
Again, if you're there for, you know, company business,
you're
probably
enough.
Familiar with it. Okay, the other side.
This is an interesting fight.
Of this bracket, you have the Brown Derby. Adam and I discussed this. Probably is the lounge.
Outside, yeah.
Outside. Up against Splitsville, where I have never been inside of, but have had many drinks from.
Yeah, this is going to be a very interesting fight because I've had multiple drinks from both of these locations. And I want to say this is where the Schaff and Gin really took off and started.
And was that at Splitsville?
No, at Brown
Derby.
That was
Derby? Okay.
It's where I get it.
That's politicking, and we don't do that at the polls.
Who said?
I don't know.
Yeah, this is going to be a hard fight.
Yeah, I know a lot of people will probably see Splitsville as a whole and be like, shit, yeah, it's a lot of fun. I love Splitsville. That wins. But I've never been to the Brown Derby, so I don't really have an opinion on that one.
I think this is going to be a hard fight. There's been many a time I've sat and gotten severely wasted at the Brown Derby.
Had to be asked to leave.
No, never had to be asked to leave. I wasn't that bad.
Oh, Don't ever get that bad. It's no fun. Trust me.
It's just one of those places where you can just kind of hang out and chill.
Okay. Next up, and this is a bizarre matchup, the Barefoot Pool Bar up against the Paddlefish Rooftop Bar.
Neither one of these are going to make it very far.
But someone has to win. And I think it'll be Paddlefish because people at least know what the Paddlefish restaurant is.
I agree.
And after that, this one isn't even fair. This isn't even fair. I don't even know. This is the match to watch, folks, if you want to see some great defense. Top of the World Lounge, a definite one seed against Boardwalk Joe's. Which I did the research. It looks like it's literally just like a margarita stand on the side of the boardwalk.
I have no idea. I have been to the Top of the World. I might have walked by Boardwalk Joe's or gotten a drink from them, but I couldn't tell you.
I mean, I don't want to persuade anybody, but what kind of name is Boardwalk Joe's for a margarita stand?
Fair point. I couldn't tell you.
Boardwalk Jose's, maybe? That at least lends itself to what you're going to get?
Why can't you just name it Boardwalk Margarita?
Walkerita.
There you go.
But anyway, Top of the World takes this one. After that, the last matchup on this side of the bracket, and in general, House of Blues versus Victoria Falls. This one could be interesting, I think.
I don't think a lot of people have been to House of Blues.
I don't know. I think more people have than been to Victoria Falls. The Disney Springs crowd has definitely been to House of Blues.
I love Victoria Falls. It's one of my favorite lounges. It is just... Animal Kingdom Lodge. It has so much going for it.
Victoria Falls has a way better atmosphere. Of course, that obviously is in Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Much like the lounges inside of Wilderness Lodge, this is transportative.
Yeah.
Instead of House of Blues is an outdoor mall.
I mean, they do have an inside. I don't know if they have a bar inside, though.
No, I mean, when I say outdoor mall, I mean, Disney Springs itself is an outdoor mall.
Oh, okay. No, I would have to go Victoria Falls. I would like Victoria Falls to win. I don't think it will, but that's my choice. It's not winning against Top of the World. Neither one of these are winning against Top of the World. So I don't think it really matters all that much.
This comes down to the only way you experience Top of the World is being or traveling with DVC membership.
Yeah, but I think we've had enough cheaters up in Top of the World at one point or another to sway that.
But we also have grown.
Truth.
Hopefully we get some new votes cast here. And I don't really have a pick for the whole thing. I mean, honestly, history would say Top of the World wins it all.
On the Edison.
Could be interesting. I mean, it could be. I think all of these are going to have some matchups that get interesting.
Yes.
But they're only interesting if we get votes.
Correct.
Make sure you make your voice known, folks. The polls will be posted every day, and then they'll be pinned every day until, I don't think Mike actually set a time that voting stops.
I think he says it maybe on the post when he posts them, but
usually
I don't remember.
They don't run till like midnight or any shit like that. So they'll get in there and shut down voting in time. That way you can't sneak your vote in because you're, you know, a little late. No absent ballot, or not absent.
Absentee?
No prorated ballots.
Prorated?
Post-rated?
Post-dated?
Post-dated. No post-dated ballots. I don't fucking do checks. I don't know. That's what I meant, Adam. Thank you.
Shit.
It's all the same.
Yeah, it means the same. It balances out. It does. Fine.
No prolapse checks. That's what we're saying.
Oh, okay. No. That means something very different. Oh. No dangling chads or whatever it was.
No dangling chads. Fucking Chad. Fucking Florida. We're not that kind of election committee here. We're just trying to find a best place to get a drink and have fun. Like Michael says, this is about fun. We're going to absolutely encourage polite discourse about this in the comments whenever he posts his polls. Just keep things all in the spirit of fun. So absolutely join us over there. Catch up if this comes out after the first couple have been posted. It'll be a lot of fun. And again, I'm going to say this, as we say it every year, thank you to Michael and Anthony Fernandez
definitely.
For working on this and keeping up with it. and seeing it through even the years where the votes are lean. And hopefully this year the votes become stacked.
Well, there's always those few challengers that get an obscene amount of votes.
Yes, there are. That's when everybody's behind the scenes saying, you better vote for this. We all got to vote. We all got to make this happen.
Exactly.
And then, you know, every year there's the one that everybody wears the shirts for, and it's just Nodless going to make it. So, Nodless 2024, folks. Not this year. That's no drinks. No drinks.
No drinks this year.
I know we've been through it, and it was fucking, it was a lot. Again, it was, what, 32 times 4? 16 times 4.
I was just going to say. Maria, I'm after.
It was like 32 times 4 divided by 2.
32 times 4, we'd be here for a while.
Yeah. Well, it's okay. So 32 times 2 is the same as 16 times 4, right? It's both 64.
Yes.
Yeah. So 64 teams. A lot to go through. I don't remember all of them that we said. I was going to ask you, what are the big matches to look for, Adam? But we mentioned it as we went.
Yeah, pretty
so
much.
Go back and listen to this episode again.
I mean, if somebody has a pen and paper while they're going through it, Russell,
yeah,
you can check up with our picks and see how well we did. If you want to play along, make your own picks and post them and see how well you can do.
Oh, that reminds me. Michael Fernandez has actually posted an Excel spreadsheet and pinned it in the group. So you can download that and print it off and play along as we go. It's five tabs, counting the final four bracket, the fuzzy four bracket, which we didn't get to because we don't know those yet. This was fun. I'm glad we did this. Yeah. This was actually a lot of fun.
This came out a lot of fun. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the bracket as it is. That's all 64 teams and how it looks on day zero. Tomorrow is day one, and we will begin seeing how this shakes down with some first matchups that should be pretty interesting. So, Adam, you're back from Princess.
Yes.
Are there any more events coming up?
Well, we have a bunch of cheaters who will be running Springtime Surprise coming up soon. Other than that, we will have an official sheet up. Dates to be determined. We just started talking about it ourselves. So once we have figured out the dates, we'll let you know as soon as we know.
Probably third or fourth quarter, if I was going to guess.
As soon as we figured it out, we will let you know. And Mikey, what about our gaming group?
The gaming group is, it's interesting because I believe the old Star Wars Battlefront is being rebuilt and re-released and not rebuilt. No, it's just being re-released for current gen consoles. It looks just as awful as it used to.
No, I thought they cleaned it up. Did they not?
The trailer footage I saw of the original Star Wars Battlefront that's being re-released literally looks like a Xbox 360.
But we get both of them now.
Yes. Wait. An old and a...
I think you get Battlefront 1 and 2.
Right. Okay. Yeah. But the trailer I saw was like pretty much all Battlefront 1 footage. And it,
fair enough.
You know, it looked like, you know.
No more loot boxes?
No, I hope not. I just watched the trailer. I didn't...
Well, this is the whole controversy when this game came out was with all the loot boxes in it. And from what I understand, there's a chance of cross-platform.
I've read that. So, because it's going to be coming out, obviously it's going to be on your Steam.
Is it not out?
I don't, Adam. I said I saw the trailer. That means I didn't read jack shit about... You put me on the spot. You ask me to give you words. I give you words.
But I didn't expect you to go on with Battlefront. Shit.
I didn't expect to talk about the gaming channel chat page. Come join us at facebook.com/group/threesheetsgaming because we do gaming on the weekends. Some people fly. Some people fight goblins and orcs and shit. I don't know what Chris does. What's he doing? Oh, he's Starfielding, right?
No, I don't think anybody here is Starfielding. Actually, to be honest with you.
I that's the whole reason he bought the Xbox.
He was. The game is not good.
Well, we don't Starfield.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's Starfielding. And Final Fantasy VII's part 300 is about to come out soon. And so come join us on our gaming group. We can also have a fitness group, which is Three Sheets to the Finish Line. If you're any kind of interested in health or just improving your race speed or working out, please feel free to join us there. We have all level of activities, and we are running the Apple Fitness Challenge, which will be, you know, pretty much is in charge of and runs with it every month. Also, yep. If you are running a race and you need a charity bib, we do have a monthly charity post as well.
Find us on our Facebook group, facebook.com/group/threesheets. We welcome all levels of Disney fanaticism. But with that, that's going to do it for us this evening. We're going to get out of here. Enjoy the rest of March Madness, and this is not goodbye. See you real soon. So good night.
Good night.
And thank you!